Tuesday. Today is July the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the Ohio State Fair is right around the corner. It's hard to believe it's that time already. And this year, they're going to be having a commercial cattle show, something very different from what we typically see at county fairs. We're going to take a few minutes and visit with Sam Roberts from United Producers to get all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, it's hard to believe we're already a week into July, and with July comes the Ohio State Fair. Something this year we want to talk about is a commercial cattle show. Sam Roberts with United Producers joins us to tell us a little bit more.
The commercial cattle show is a well-established show at the Ohio State Fair. It dates back forever. I remember as a kid, my dad and uncle exhibited in that show, and, you know, dating that a little bit, but we're talking, you know, 50 years ago. And it's always been a big deal up there. They used to actually bring some of the cattle in on box cars. That's why they called it a carload show for a long time, because they would bring carloads of fat cattle in there. But so it's a long tradition, been forever at the Ohio State Fair showing commercial cattle. And the definition of the commercial cattle show is that these are not show steers or show heifers. These are animals raised for beef production. They're not halter broke. You know, these cattle show up, keep them in pens of three steers, three heifers, and those cattle are shown against the other likes and kinds. We have three divisions. We have the native beef, or just what everybody refers to, beef cattle. We have a dairy division, which are predominantly, but not limited to Holstein steers, but that's predominantly what's in that show. And now we have, as started last year, a new division. What is becoming very popular right now is the beef on dairy, where all the dairies are starting to crossbred their cows, are not saving heifers out of to beef cattle. So predominantly black-headed bulls. So we've opened up a division of that, and that's one of the faster growing areas of beef production. So we thought they should be represented there as well. So, and there will be an overall champion overall.
And we'll have two different divisions, youth and open. What's the top age for the youth category?
18 years of age. We may look to expand that next year. Just couldn't get it done this year. We may look to expand that to 21, so we can include the FFA exhibitors up to 21 as well. So we're going to work on getting that up to 21 for next year, but for this year it is 18. We are calling it a youth division because it's not a junior division, because you don't have to be in 4-H to do this. It just has to be an individual under 18 years or younger right now.
Now, most folks that show at the state fair know entries are typically due in advance, but for this one, the registration deadline is not for another week yet. You have until July 15th. Sam, tell us more.
State fair has been very generous to us and always kind of given us that little extra time to get our entries in, because, I mean, again, these are commercial people doing this. These are not steers that were bought 6 months to a year ago with the idea of showing them at the Ohio State Fair. This is a commercial industry where these guys are cattle feeders. That's who's showing there. And weather changes, cattle changes, market changes. You know, maybe guys are selling cattle earlier because they really like the market conditions we're in right now. So they give us a little extra time to get those entries in. We appreciate that a great bit because just of the dynamics of the show and the exhibitor producing. The 27th, the show will start at approximately 3 p.m., but they have to be there by Friday evening. We weigh the cattle Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And then we have to put the classes and stuff together, but the show will begin at 3 o'clock.
If you have a herd and would like to participate, the easiest way to get registered is contact Barb at 614-644-4052. Again, 614-644-4052, that commercial cattle show coming up at the Ohio State Fair on July 27th. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, last week, most categories in the USDA's latest quarterly hogs and pig report showed year-over-year increases, yet producers are holding back in one category. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
A year-over-year increase in U.S. hog and pig inventory. That is the forecast in USDA's latest quarterly revision. This is livestock analyst Shale Shagum.
The number of hogs and pigs on June 1st was 74.5 million head, which was up about 1.3% from a year ago, which gave us a market hog inventory of 68.5 million head, which was up 1.7%.
While those categories reflected rises from the previous year,
producers kept about 6 million head of breeding hogs, which was down 3.2% from a year ago.
Farrowings and pigs per litter for the quarter were also up from the previous year.
During the period of March-May, producers farrowed about 2.9 million head of sows, which was just fractionally higher than a year ago. However, the number of pigs per litter during that period was at 11.56 pigs per litter, which was up about 2% from a year ago. That gave us a pig crop during that period of 34 million head, which was up 1.8% from a year ago.
Yet Shagum notes lower farrowing intentions for the next two quarter periods of the year.
We have seen some positive returns over the past couple of months for hog producers, which is probably getting them a bit excited about expansion. But on the other hand, we have seen some relatively weak hog prices in the past couple of months, which probably is injecting a little bit of caution in their thoughts going forward.
So what does this all mean from the perspective of potential pork production for the remainder of 2024?
As we take these pig crop numbers that we're seeing out into the second half of the year, which was most of them would be slaughter ready, we are looking at some higher slaughter numbers relative to a year earlier. And if you factor in the kind of weight growth we've been seeing recently, probably some higher pork production in the second half of 2024 relative to 2023.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.